Welcome to More Than Likes from Really Layla, where we focus on the social and social media and not just likes. On this podcast, we discuss building community, we reveal how to increase engagement, and bring back the fundamentals of social media. For more episodes, check us out on reallylayla.com. Thanks for joining. Now here's your host, Dr. Layla Sammy.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Really Layla podcast on making social media really easy for your brand. I am your host, Really Layla, aka Layla Sammy. Today we're going to be talking about a strategic approach to engaging users to help create your brand image on social media. When social media first came out, and even today, a lot of companies, a lot of CEOs are really hesitant to get onto social media because they can't control what people are saying about their brand online. Now, what's interesting about this, and we've talked about this a number of times throughout this podcast, is that it doesn't matter if you are putting out information online, because what's happening anyways is that people are talking about your brand, whether you like it or not, on social media. So what's important to do on social media then is to really learn how to control and entice people to create content about your brand. Interestingly enough, how successful you are with enticing people to create content about your brand is really determined by the quality of your products and services. In today's world, it's so important to have good products and services because everybody online will be reading about your products and services. So how do you really plan and how do you really create strategies for controlling the conversation online without having people know that you're controlling the conversation online? Now, the idea is that you create user-generated branding. And I'm going to go into a couple of examples and define user-generating branding. But before I do that, I want to remind you of the definition of social media, which is user-generated content on the Web 2.0. So what you're really doing with user-generated branding is asking people and really enlisting users to help generate information about your brand online with their user-generated content on the various social media platforms. So user-generated branding is really, again, enticing people to create content specifically about what you want them to create content for about your brand. Now, years ago, your brand image was 100% determined by you and what you were pushing out to your users or to your target audience. However, today, what's been happening is that there's so much noise online and so many people that are creating content online that users become confused about what is your brand image, because maybe you're reflecting a positive brand image and you think you have a great product online and you're really focused on, you know, your social media strategy and you think you're doing a great job, but then you hear from your users or your target audience that people don't like your brand. So what happens is that there's a bit of a disconnect between what you want people to see as your brand image, but it's a lot different than what people are actually seeing about your brand. So this is where user-generated branding comes in. And a lot of different brands are realizing it's so important to help steer the conversation into whatever it is that you want them to talk about. And that's, again, what user-generated branding is and really enlisting users to help generate your brand image. So when you're talking about user-generated branding, what you're doing is you're really using this idea of a social strategy and focusing on evolving your brand based on what people are saying. Now, user-generated branding has been found with a lot of brands that really use social media to entice people to create specific content around their brand. A lot of times when people are enlisting users to create content around their brand, They'll do this in a campaign fashion, or specifically a social media campaign fashion. So, for instance, Lay's potato chips. What Lay's has done is really interesting. What they've created is a culture of users to help determine various flavors that they should start researching, designing new flavors around their Lay's potato chips, and then they are enlisting people to really create content around their brand image, which has turned out to be a really innovative brand image that's constantly evolving their brand. So Lay's potato chips does a Do Us a Flavor contest. And what they do is they ask users to create flavors that they think should be the next flavor that Lay's puts out. And so then when people are putting out the flavors, other people are also upvoting the different flavors that should come out as well. So once Lay's has asked people to create the different flavors, then based on the best flavors out there, Lay's actually creates the flavor. And so what happens? They enlist people to then start putting out when they're trying the different flavors. They have a hashtag for each different type of flavor, and they really ask people to upvote and really use social media to decide and to give feedback on the various flavors. So how is Lay's using user-generated branding? Well, they're focusing the attention of the users on a specific idea of innovation within their flavors. That's one way that they're creating user-generated branding. They're really asking users to generate new flavors, and that also helps with the branding. And right there, Lay's is really creating a culture of users and really focusing, strategically focusing the attention of the new flavors coming out on social media.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of More Than Likes from Really Layla with your host, Dr. Layla Sammy. We appreciate your listening. Be sure to catch us next week and leave us some comments. And if you haven't done so, find us at reallylayla.social to learn more about our services and join our mailing list. And remember, it's more than just the likes. Until next time.